breakthrough, or bad science. It's long been a scientific dream to inoculate people against terrible diseases before birth. Recently, a Chinese biological researcher brought that possibility in front of the whole world. On November 26th, He Jianquai from Shenzhen, Guangdong Province, announced the birth of healthy twin girls, Lulu and Nana, earlier in the month. They came into being via in vitro fertilization with gene editing technology that protected them from HIV infection. The reaction to this announcement was explosive. China's Ministry of Science and Technology has cooperated with other departments to investigate He's project. In a signed open letter released on November 27th, 140 Chinese researchers in HIV and AIDS from China and abroad condemned the unethical research. They questioned the need for He's project. The letter said that there are many treatments that prevent babies born to HIV-positive parents from being infected. In fact, there are many drugs for this. Until now, there has only been gene editing research on faulty embryos. The research only went ahead when it was clear that the children would have terrible diseases. But even this research is controversial. The idea that research could find ways to switch off genes that cause cancer may be exciting, but it is also troubling. There are worries about babies that are designed to be superior, with better looks and above average skills. People are concerned that gene editing changes the human genome, which means that changes will be handed on to future generations and spread through the population. Such research also raises ethical questions. If successful baby alteration gene technology becomes available, who will be able to use it? Will it be only the wealthy who can afford it? And if people live much longer lives, will there be an effect on the size of the world population? Those questions are difficult to answer, but one thing is certain. If the cures have the potential to affect not just those who are treated, but the human population as a whole, it's important to ensure that scientific advances aren't getting too far ahead of our understanding of how to use them.